Now, let's take a look firstly at what the markets are doing. What's Wall Street up to?
Yeah, well, Wall Street tech stocks are actually bouncing back after a couple of days of selling off. The price clearly becoming more attractive for growth-oriented investors, and perhaps the realisation that the vaccine isn't going to solve near-term pandemic issues in the US. That tech rally is taking the NASDAQ up today. It's up 1.8%, the S&P 500 up 0.8%, and the Dow Jones up 0.2%. Meanwhile, our own top 50 index starts today at 12,666 points after yesterday's 53-point gain. Of course, another record close there. And in the currencies, the NZ dollar got a shot in the arm after the Reserve Bank statement pushing through the 69 US cent level before it did settle back. This morning, it's sitting at 68.7 US cents and 94.5 Australian.
Now, the Reserve Bank's new $28 billion lending program, is that going to stop the interest
0.25% at least until March next year. But even with the economy performing better than expected, talks of vaccines and big government spending, the bank's chief economist, Young Ha, says it's too early to say if negative rates are no longer likely.
When we sit here, we do see that the risks have narrowed a little bit. So, you know, some of the, as I talked to earlier, those worst case scenarios don't seem to be ones that are realised. But we can still see a number of outcomes or a number of events that could actually push us to the downside still. So in that case, we may need to do more with monetary stimulus.
And we'll hear more from Young Ha later in the hour.
And the country's largest transport company doesn't expect congestion in global supply chains to improve until next year.
Importers and exporters have been met with delays as they try to move goods as a worldwide surge in consumer demand has outstripped the available supply of shipping space, which is only expected to increase in the run-up to Christmas. Main Freight's Don Braid says it's already seeing record volumes come through in the past week, and he predicts heightened demand will continue into next year. He says the company has been working closely with clients to manage expectations.
Asking our customers now to book early. We're asking them for extended transit times so that we can cope with the volumes. So good communication with our customers and with their customers so that the retail stores are aware that the supply chains are busy and congested and are prepared to wait maybe an extra day or two for those deliveries.
We'll have more from Don Braid in our main bulletin when I'm back at around 10 to 7.
Thank you very much. Emma Hatton.